You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development and the Center for Association Leadership. Your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking today with Jerry Matthews, author and consultant, and today we're going to be talking about transforming associations. Welcome. Your presentation is on transforming associations for a new time. What do you mean by transforming?
I mean, the presentation is about radical change. It's about associations looking at the world around them, because so much is changing right now. Everything about the real estate business is changing. Agents are changing, brokers are changing, buyers and sellers are changing, technology is changing, you name it, it's changing. But have associations really looked at themselves and how they should be changing? And maybe they should be changing in a more radical way. So that's what I mean by transform. It's not slow change. It's maybe it's quite radical. And if they really look at what they do, do they still have the power and the influence that they used to have 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or 20 years ago? Do they have impact? Do they bring real value to the members? Are the members happy to join, eager to join to write that check? Do they have the relevance that's necessary in such a different world? So when I say transform a new association for a new time, I mean looking at all these changes and say, maybe it's time that we changed. Everybody else is.
Right. Are there some certain areas that you've found are especially important in terms of addressing transformation, really looking differently at those areas?
Yeah, I do. I find that associations that are moving into a new model and a new way of thinking are focused on several areas. And this really has to do more about the changes that are happening with the members as much as the association. So this is a situation where the association must change because the members have changed. So it's kind of a different world. And where the members are changing and are doing radical change, really, is in the area of competency, the ability to do the business. That has changed so rapidly out there with a consumer who's loaded with information and opinions and advice and counsel outside the realtor. So now it comes back to the realtor and what is the value they bring and what competencies do they bring. And so the association can step in at that point and say, well, we can assist you in that area. We can assist you with competency and becoming a true professional. And by that I mean someone who is eager to grow and get better and better and better. That's what a real professional is all about. And it's also about the way the new tools are being used by realtors, the technology tools especially, but some of the older tools too. Information itself has become such an easily attainable commodity that today's consumer feels, why do I need anybody? I've got all the information. Well, there's nuance to this stuff, and that is where a true professional grows and becomes of value. And the association can step in at that point and say, we can assist you in being more valuable by the way you handle the way you do your business, the way you communicate with people, what kind of technology tools you use, how you use information. So those are kind of the various areas that the realtor needs that the association can provide.
And can focus on,
yes,
to make sure that they're serving those members' needs.
Yeah. Yes.
So why would you say, and I know you feel that this is especially important in tough times, tough economic times, why do you feel that?
Well, I feel for a number of different reasons. One is that in tough times, that's where the most change happens. That's where you get new businesses, where you get new ideas and new models, and they become very successful almost overnight. And so the opportunity is there because the attitude is there that it is time to change. And when we look at associations, they tend to look at things more seriously when budgets get tight or members aren't there or there's stresses on their existing model. So that kind of gives them a wake-up call to do some changes. But I find that coming, especially coming out of recessions, is a wonderful time, a great time of opportunity to change and grow and be even better. That's for the realtor as well as for the association.
Great advice. Well, thank you so much. I've been speaking with Jerry Matthews. He's an author and a consultant, and we've been talking about transforming associations for a new time. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to ARIA.com/leadership or calt.ca.